Anxiety, fear, worst case scenarios, those are some of the thoughts and emotions Kim Dodson hears from parents of students with special needs after school buildings closed statewide.
I do think that families' anxiety right now is really high.
Dodson is the executive director of the ARC of Indiana, an advocacy group for Hoosiers with disabilities. She says parents of special needs students in grades K to 12 are grappling with many issues, and the fear of their children falling behind in academics or ability while learning remotely at home is top of that list.
You know, I really encourage families to just take a deep breath and to realize first and foremost, the health and safety of their child is what really truly matters. So if you look into your child's eyes and you know that they are being fed, that they are healthy, they're not outside catching the virus or anything like that, that's a good place to start. Is it good that they are not making educational progress right now or that they might regress? No, it's not. But at the end of the day, those are things that we are going to be able to make strides towards in the future.
Dodson and other advocates say nearly all schools are doing the best they can as they pivot to remote learning. Your school deserves some grace as they figure this out, but they also say families should still expect and demand students get the help and support they need. Here are three things to know. One, federal and state laws that require schools to follow IEPs, individualized education plans, and all 504 plans have not changed. The IEP is a document agreed upon by a teacher and parent that explains what specialized instruction and services a student gets. A 504 plan details what accommodations a student needs to be academically successful. Some examples, the plan could say a student needs directions read aloud to them, or a student needs more time taking a test, or speech therapy twice a week. Margaret A. Jones is the executive director of the Disability Legal Services of Indiana. She says a student's school must be doing all they can to follow these plans.
We just need to figure out how are those going to be implemented during this time. So the services might look a little different.
Point number two, the annual meeting about your child, called a case conference committee, should still happen, now as a video or a phone conference. This is a time for a student, teacher, and parent to evaluate what's working and what's not, or set new goals in the IEP.
Department of Ed is really requiring the schools to still try as best as possible.
That's Mimi Hubers, an attorney with Disability Legal Services of Indiana.
To meet those timelines and those requirements, try to change the IEP to reflect what's actually happening in these times.
Three, parents and caregivers should know their school district's continuous learning plan. Now, this is a document the governor required all schools to submit to the state. It explains how learning is happening during the pandemic, like if students will use paper packets at home or Google Classroom. It should also address special education. Jones says if a caregiver does not have the right resources at home, like a laptop computer, to follow the learning plan, tell the school.
I don't have a lot of resources at home. I just have my phone, or I just have one computer and I need that from work. My student needs to have these services, so can you provide that technology?
Advocates say the Indiana Department of Education is staying on top of these and other issues. It has a website of documents and recommendations to help special education families navigate learning accommodations during this time. Some of it is even updated daily. For WFYI, I'm Eric Weddle.